Hey, Nick, it's John. How are you? Welcome back.
Good morning and happy Thanksgiving.
How was the year? I know that when 2020 hit, you guys made whiskey and bourbon, but you also made sanitizer. We don't need that for you anymore. So how's the whiskey and bourbon business been in the last year?
It's so much fun to make whiskey and not use the word hand sanitizer on a daily basis.
Yeah.
It's been a ton of fun. December 21st marks our seven-year anniversary of being in production. And, you know, as we've talked in the past, the crazy thing about opening a distillery is that you make it today and, you know, wait 5 or 6 years and get to sell it. And so, you know, as we've sort of come and gone with COVID challenges, all those things have allowed our product to become mature. And what we're releasing today is winning awards in international tasting competitions and being well received by anyone who knows or cares about the whiskey world.
Yeah, it's kind of weird or weirdly fortunate for you. You're not selling bananas, so if your whiskey has to sit on the shelves or stay in the barrels for another year, that's not a terrible thing, right?
Well, I mean, it's a terrible thing because you got to sell it eventually.
but it gets better in time, doesn't it?
It gets better and more mature, and now we're at a point where we're selling what we like to call no-excuse whiskey. It's well-aged. It's run by a team or our master distiller, Rob Wallace, who knows what he's doing, all coming out of large barrels, and it's just fantastic.
And you talk about the fact that this is from DeKalb, Illinois, and we're not talking Tennessee or Kentucky here, but that maybe makes sense because then you can control the crop. You grow, is it corn from which the bourbon or whiskey are made?
Corn is the primary ingredient that bourbon is made from, and yes, we grow that. And in addition to that, we're growing all of our own wheat, rye, and now we're growing our own barley as well. So, you know, you mentioned the word estate distillery, and I'll compare that to the concept of an estate winery or an estate vineyard, where if you go visit a place that has grapes and they're making wine on it, you know, that's an estate experience. You can come visit us at our visitor center and distillery in DeKalb. And you know, we're obviously not growing anything right now, but we are on site where all of those crops I just mentioned are not only being grown, but they're being harvested and cleaned and milled and fermented and distilled and aged and bottled. And you can even drink one and buy one while you're here. So it's a true seed-to-spirit estate distillery experience.
You sent over a bottle of the Whiskey Acre Straight Bourbon Whiskey bottled in bond. I want to do this recipe for the slush now, but what does bottled in bond mean?
Bottled in bond is really kind of a fun story. In 1897, the United States Congress passed the Bottled in Bond Act of 1897, the first food safety law ever passed in the United States, and was about the integrity and safety of whiskey. So it can give you a perspective of what our forefathers were worried about. But to be bottled in a bond, the whiskey has to be at least 4 years old, made at the same distillery by the same distiller in the same distilling season. Aged, I think I mentioned 4 years, bottled exactly 100 proof, and at a federally bonded and inspected warehouse. So it's a very long way of saying that in 1897, if you bought a bottle of bonded whiskey, you knew you weren't getting anything with funny business in it. Today, if you're buying a bottle of bonded whiskey, you know you're getting something that's had the time and care to get to a very high level of standard and quality.
The Whiskey Acres Bourbon Slush, let me just mention this quickly, is going to require these things: 9 cups of water, 3 bags of black tea, 2 cups of sugar, frozen lemonade concentrate, frozen orange juice concentrate, the bourbon, and then the ginger ale for a splash. So what do we do here?
So you got to prep all that ahead of time and make sure you give yourself a day, because that stuff all has to freeze. And by the way, this recipe is on our website at whiskeyacres.com/sip. And I believe you guys are posting it on your personal pages as well. So it's not that complicated. You just need to give yourself 20 minutes to make it and a day for it to freeze. So once all that goodness freezes, you get an ice cream scoop out, and you're scooping it out of a brownie pan, and it's like the consistency of shaved ice. And you plop a few scoops of that into a glass, and you splash some ginger ale on top of it, and mix it up, and it is just, it's sunshine. It's like nothing you've ever had before. It's a wonderful texture. You get some of the subtle bourbon notes, but some of the sweetness, and then all those savory notes from the lemonade and the orange juice. And there's a reason why the Tribune called it the number one drink to try in Illinois, and we're proud of that. And it's more of a summer cocktail, but it's certainly a party cocktail as well that you can batch up and share with your friends over the holidays.
Yeah, we've done this party holiday thing. And the nice thing is you can make it as strong as you want. You can put one scoop or two. You can put more ginger ale or less ginger ale. So you could just have a very light drink this way. Or if you want a strong one, you can do it that way too. You just take those ingredients. You get them liquid. You freeze it then. It comes off like a slush. Put it in a fancy glass with as much ginger ale as you like. Lou and Lindsay about lost it when they tried this on their show Saturday. Lindsay's eyes just went boing, but it really is a delicious drink with Whiskey Acres Bourbon. Remember now, they've got a sale going on Friday, whiskeyacres.com for more information. 10% off everything and 10% more off with the six-pack case. Okay, another recipe next week, Nick. Nice to talk to you. Congratulations on the success of Whiskey Acres.
Thank you. And you mentioned the sale. We also will have live music at the Visitor Center all weekend as well. And those performers are listed on our website. And just come out and have a wonderful time. Grab a drink. Get away from your in-laws if you need to, or bring them if you want to. And just have a fantastic time with us out here this weekend.
Or maybe drop the in-laws off and then just go home. WGNRadio.com/holidaysonice is where you can find more information.